For the past 3 years, drought and armyworms have destroyed crops for many Malawian farmers and led to food shortages. Farmer Faston Mwale in Kasungu district is struggling to feed his family of 8 children. Income he earns from livestock, he says, is too low compared to what he used to make from growing corn.
Over the years, the yields have been declining tremendously. This year, I have just harvested 6 bags, and I have even failed to send my child to college because I don't have money to pay for it.
But food insecurity for Mwale's family may be coming to an end after a United Nations project convinced them to switch to irrigation farming. The Drone for Crop Health project analyzes data collected by drones to determine the best crops suitable for certain areas and the required irrigation.
Now we're able to plant 3 times a year, while in the rain-fed agriculture we were only able to plant and harvest 1 a year.
Maria Jose Torres is resident coordinator for the UN Development Program.
What we are trying to do here is actually making data available real-time also to the farmer, so they can know whether or not they should be stopping doing some of the practices, intervene with pesticide or the natural biological systems, see if they have to start preparing for the dry season and therefore changing the type of crops.
The UN's Children Fund set up an air corridor for drones in Kasungu last year for use in humanitarian missions. It's hoped the Drone for Crop Health project will help make Malawian farmers more resilient. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Kasungu, Central Malawi.